Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock. Their pick is in, looking to add. And they've been the darling, Zach, of the offseason with the Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry added last year, Baker Mayfield, the number one overall last year. He got on the field this year quite a bit, this past year quite a bit, impressing folks. But they named Freddie Kitchens as their head coach, offensive guy. So they had four primetime games this year. So everybody's kind of all in on the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think they finally brought in a football guy to run an organization, and they got the owner, even though literally in that picture he's sitting next to the head coach, to kind of let the football guys do their thing. So this is the Browns' first pick in the draft, right? This is their first selection. They traded
their number one for Odell.
So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly been a team that has transformed the most this offseason. You still got to win games. I'm still hesitant of organizations that have a habit of not winning. But, man, when you look at the pieces that they've added, it's a pretty darn good roster.
Must watch TV.
Yeah, it really is.
Every time the Browns are going to be on, must watch TV.
I think the Browns are going to take Greedy Williams.
Yep, could be.
Right here. Let's see. James Brown, the Hall of Famer.
Jimmy Brown.
Going to make the announcement for the Cleveland Browns. That would be interesting, right? Greedy covering Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis.
And the receivers coach is also a former LSU coach. I mean, they got a lot of those cats out there. I'm just telling you. It's unreal.
He has been in free fall. A lot of mock drafts had him going perhaps in the latter stage of round one, early in round two.
But even in the teens.
Yeah.
They had some mock drafts in the teens, late 20s. So, it's somewhat surprising that Greedy is still in the league.
They moved up to get this, huh?
So they targeted it.
Which is good, too. You know, you get through a free fall.
That's
the guy we got to go and get.
Cornerback Greedy Williams going to the Cleveland Browns, 46th overall. LSU gets their cornerback off the board.
Well, you know, I'm glad he's there because now he's got a couple Tiger guys that can teach him the way.
Yeah, LSU North.
And again, man, listen, Greedy's talented. That people are going to say, oh, he didn't play in the bowl game. That's what killed it. No, it didn't. That's not what killed his draft stock. That's not what did it. He did not win the offseason at all. And he knew there were certain elements of his game he needed to get better at. And sometimes you got to free yourself up from people that are close to you. You got to get better training. And he took zero visits to NFL teams. Come on, you got to take those visits when they offered to you.
Well, he got humbled.
And your management team didn't put you in that right spot.
Well, he got humbled. I mean, when you think, because, you're going in the first round, you know, no matter what, they're all telling him, you don't have to go on those visits. No, come on, it's the NFL. And listen, I think Greedy Williams is going to have utmost success with the Browns. I think that's a good situation for him.
Whoever he listened to, he lost himself quite a bit of money. Zach,
the only good part is, if not being a first-round pick.
Yeah, because that fifth-year
deal. Doesn't have that fifth-year deal.
Yeah.
Zach, Greedy's been knocked for his inability or unwillingness to tackle.
Yeah.
How would Sean Payton attack him?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints have always been – they're always really hesitant with guys that are unwilling or unable to support the run. It's just – it's always been something that has been talked about. I know it's something that Coach Payton really – is not a fan of, and he kind of makes that known in the room. So, you know, and Mike talked about it. It's always hard, too. Mike talked about, you know, Greedy had a stinger early in the season.
And
he dealt with
tough.
Some issues. And, man, if it's already not who you are, and then you have something like that where every time you do it, it hurts that bad, well, then you can suddenly look like you don't even want to. And that can really hurt a guy, too. So, listen, it's not who he is, right? That's not what he is. He's a cover guy.
Yeah, he's a cover guy.
He's a long, you know, twitchy athlete. He's got good ball skills. He does all those things.
A 4.37 40 can run.
No.
He's not a run supporter.
Greedy can fall out of bed and run a 4.4 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
What he needed to get it was stronger. And so, listen, all of us knew that. The people around him should have known that too. I mean, come on. That don't take rocket scientists to figure that out into that deal. But, you know, you talk about people who got a six-pack. Greedy got a 12-pack. Man, he ain't got no meat on the bone. Man, he's a long, lean drink of water. Now, I would trade what I got for what he, you know.
Well, Mike, I think Greedy thought that he was going to be a lot like Delvin White from LSU, was going to go possibly in the top 10.
That's what the NFL told him.
And then you look at Delvin White. He was the 10th LSU player to be selected in the top 10 since 2007. The last to do it, we all remember Leonard Fournette, number 4, Jamal Adams with the Jets, number 6, in 2017. So he kind of thought, I'm going to be part of that fraternity. You know, like Jamal Adams when he went to the Jets, looking at Fournette as a late. Then now, that's pretty impressive when you look at LSU and the talent.
Yeah.
And Delvin White, the 10th LSU player to be selected in the top 10.
The Seattle.
Basically the past dozen years.
And you think about Greedy. He was no 5-star recruit, 4-star recruit. He was a 3-star guy. And had it not been for Kevin Tolliver III getting himself suspended, that opened the door up for Greedy. And guess what? Tolliver never got that job back. Tolliver made the roster with the Bears. So it goes to show you the talent level at LSU at that cornerback position, really, really strong.
Seattle Seahawks are on the clock right now. We are 15 picks into round 2. The Saints going on the clock, number 62 overall. So almost halfway.
All I know is we go this far has only been one receiver. When you talk about where it's stacked at the wide receiver position, we talked about it, DK Metcalf, A.J. Brown, Paris Campbell. Only Samuels come off the board.
Well, now, when you think about the Arizona State kid.
N'Keal,
okay, now you think about that.
No, I'm talking about today, though.
Okay, today. Now, when you think about that overall, though, what do we say in free agency? We're number one free agent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.